USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is ordering 500 additional U.S. troops to Europe as the war between Russia and Ukraine rages on. Austin saying the United States will also send refueling aircraft to Greece as part of the deployment. Gas prices are continuing to soar. AAA saying the national average for the price of regular is up to $4.07 a gallon. AAA spokesman Robert Sinclair saying as the price of crude oil continues to rise, so will gas.
Crude oil prices are for futures for oil that will be delivered 30 days out and then processed into gasoline. So the future looks bleak for the price of gasoline retail level at the pump as the price of crude oil goes higher.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
How does balance of nature help your body? Well, let's look at the science. Your body is made up of billions of cells. Each one of these cells has a specific job to do inside of your body, from carrying oxygen from your lungs to your brain, to fending off diseases and other foreign invaders. So how do you keep these all-important cells healthy? You have to feed them fruits and vegetables. Eating a diet rich in a wide variety of fruits and vegetables will give you all of the necessary nutrients your cells need to carry out their jobs. Balance of Nature provides your body with this wide range of nutrients in the easiest way possible. You don't have to worry about buying, storing, or preparing produce every day. All the nutrition fits easily into your hand. Trust the science and start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and be sure to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
The Supreme Court is upholding a decision that overturned a conviction.
The Supreme Court on Monday rejected an appeal aimed at the Pennsylvania Supreme Court and their ruling that overturned comedian Bill Cosby's 3 to 10 year sexual assault conviction. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled in June that an agreement he struck to provide testimony in a civil lawsuit in 2005 and 2006 should have given him immunity in the case. The Supreme Court rejected the appeal without commentary, meaning Bill Cosby will remain a free man. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The United States military is planning to get a higher view in space. In a recent video, the U.S. Air Force Research Laboratory revealed its plan to launch a satellite to bring surveillance to the area around the moon. It will be flown 272,000 miles into space and will bypass thousands of government and commercial satellites. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are the shakings that have come upon America and the world from 9/11 to COVID-19 all part of an ancient mystery, a prophecy, a warning of what is still to come? From New York Times bestselling author Jonathan Cahn comes an explosive and mind-blowing motion picture, The Harbingers of Things to Come, the one movie you can't afford not to see. In theaters May 12th. Tickets available online at fathomevents.com.
The death rate for COVID hits a grim milestone. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, John Hunt has the story.
As the world heads into the third year of the coronavirus pandemic, there are at least 6 million dead worldwide. Over 960,000 of them are Americans. Brazil has 653,000 deaths, and those numbers could be drastically higher, as China, where coronavirus started, has only reported 6,500 deaths.
The Biden administration will give public transit systems $3.7 billion to win back riders after the COVID pandemic.
This year, our Department of Transportation will make available nearly $1.5 billion in grants to help cities and towns electrify their fleet of public buses.
Vice President Harris joined by Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg and other officials to announce the funding from Coronavirus Relief and the American Rescue Plan to help transit systems in 18 states. The National Weather Service says a tornado that tore through an Iowa town and killed at least 6 people was an EF. F4. The National Weather Service saying the tornado was 800 yards wide, packed maximum wind speeds of 170 miles per hour, and was on the ground for nearly 70 miles Saturday afternoon. It's the first confirmed EF4 in Iowa since 2013. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.